Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse number 9, and I am very, very sorry that Sister Stark is not with me. I left her at home in bed with a fever, severe nausea, and a very tight cough. All that came on after our final prayer meeting of our week of fasting and prayer at Calvary last night. And so I have faith to speak the word of faith for there to be miracles of healing take place today.
Amen.
Amen. I want to preach a little bit. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 9, after this manner, therefore pray ye. This was an answer to Jesus' disciples coming to him and saying, teach us to pray. And many folks call this the Lord's Prayer, but actually it's the disciples' prayer. The Lord's Prayer is, pray ye therefore the harvest, the Lord of the harvest. He'll send forth laborers into the harvest. But if it makes you feel better to call this the Lord's Prayer, you go right ahead. You have a right to be wrong. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I would like to focus particularly on verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. For years I have prayed that verse every day in my life. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this earthen vessel as it is in heaven. Because if his kingdom is established in this earthen vessel, then my kingdom must leave.
Yeah.
His kingdom can't come until my kingdom goes.
Amen.
His will cannot be done at the same time accommodating my will.
Amen.
So I've been praying for years, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But a couple weeks ago, since the first of the year, the Lord began to deal with me about this in a different way. And so I want to preach to you today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Athens as it is in heaven. I want to preach, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Athens County as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Middleport as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the families of every person represented here, just like it is in heaven. Now, Lord, you've sent me here with a word this morning, and I pray that you'll help me to deliver what you've given me for this church today. Let your kingdom be established in this body, in this church, in this region, even as it is in heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. You've all prayed this prayer over and over and over again. When I was a boy in little elementary school in Jewett, we began every day praying the Lord's Prayer. And then we pledged allegiance to the flag. Back in those long gone days, we had prayer in every school every day. And there was a lot of things that happens in school now that we did not have to deal with in those days. I'm not going to bore you with the details. You've already, your mind has filled in a few of the blanks. I will mention that we had only two choices of restrooms in those days, and we all knew which one we were supposed to use. And amazingly, I was using the same one when I graduated than I was when I was in kindergarten. Because some things never change. Most teachers had a Bible in their desk or on their desk, and most people claim church membership whether they attended regularly or not. People have been praying this prayer for over reciting the words for over 2,000 years. And about 20 or 25 years ago, I started wondering what it would really look like if thy kingdom were to come and thy will would be done in earth as it is in heaven. Because as I mentioned, if thy kingdom comes, my kingdom must go. If thy will is to be done, my will must completely surrender to his will. Since I can't control earth as in the planet, and trust me, if I were king of the world, it would be a whole lot better world than it is. At least that is my opinion. But since I can't control the planet, and it's unlikely I will become president of the United States or even governor of the state of Ohio, I'm going to concentrate on what I can control. I will control this earthen vessel every day of my life. I will control the thoughts I think. I will control the words I speak. I will control the things I do. I will insist that this vessel fasts at least one day a week and sometimes more than that. I will demand that this vessel prays every morning, and before it prays, it allows God to talk to it through the reading of the word every day. I will make sure that this vessel is pure and clean and holy. And when this vessel of mine gets out of line, I will demand that it repent of its sins and get things straightened out with Almighty God. Because I do want his kingdom to come. I do want his will to be done in this earthen vessel, just like it is in heaven. You have any idea what kind of a church we'd have here if every one of us would take that kind of responsibility to control our vessel? Now, it's a pretty tall order. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done in Athens as it is in heaven, because I know a little bit about Athens. I graduated from your university. I've been back very infrequently by my own choice. But I know some of the spirits that operate in Athens. But I have discovered that by the power of the Holy Ghost that works in me, I have authority.
Yes.
I have authority over evil spirits. I have authority over sickness, over disease, over infirmity, because of the power of the name of Jesus and the Spirit that operates in me and through me. I don't have to ask permission to pray. Oh, if I want to walk up and lay hands on you, I will say, do you mind if I pray for you? But when I go into my prayer closet, I can pray whatever I want to pray. You have any idea what this city would look like if we would pray that prayer with conviction and then work to make it come to pass?
Amen.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Athens as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the plains as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Name wherever it is you live, whatever street you live on, if his kingdom would come, if his will would be done in your neighborhood, in your family, as it is in heaven, you wouldn't recognize this community. Talk about a New Year's resolution. And by the way, I don't make them. Why don't you decide to get skinny? Why don't you mind your own business? There were two distinct times that Jesus said, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The first time he was speaking to the apostle Peter in Matthew 16, 19. He gave him the keys to the kingdom. Because we're looking for his kingdom to be established.
Yeah.
Thy kingdom come. I'm not talking about an occasional visit of his kingdom. I'm not talking about his kingdom coming for a few days to spend with us on an annual basis. I'm talking for his kingdom to be established in this church 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Second time he was looking at the disciples. Matthew 18, 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I say again unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. That's why we came together this morning. And if you'll just look around, there's enough of you on every row to qualify. So, let's talk about this kingdom business. Merriam-Webster says kingdom is a noun. For those of you who struggled with English, that's a person, place, or thing. A little bit of teacher coming out in me. A politically organized community or a major territorial unit having a monarchical form of government headed by a king or queen. Oh, we know about that. They have that in Great Britain. The primary distinction of a kingdom is the presence of a king or a queen, a monarch whose word is absolute.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's one of the problems with thy kingdom coming.
Right.
Because we all have high regard for our opinions. If there is no king, there can be no kingdom. And a kingdom does not operate like a democracy. In a democracy or a confederacy, many opinions matter. And in the United States, we like it that way.
Yeah.
In a kingdom, only one opinion matters.
Right.
I I refer you to my statement, if I were king of the world. Amen. You're part of a democracy or a confederacy. You get to say what's on your mind. Well, I'm telling you, this is what I think about that. Well, let me help you, honey. You can take that into the smallest room you can get your carcass into, and maybe you can be in charge there. But when you come out, there are a few of the rest of us who have some opinions. But when we come into the kingdom of God, we surrender our opinion. We surrender our ideas. And we say, "Thy kingdom come." We watched what happened when there was a change in monarchs across the pond a few months ago. And the queen who had been on the throne for over 70 years, 75 I think it was.
Amen.
She just, was that her diamond jubilee? Yeah. Some of you folks who follow those kinds of things, you're nodding there, your head. And since she died, they no longer say, "God save the queen." It was a shock to my system the first time I heard them say, "God save the king."
Yes.
And I remembered some of the things he had done. And anyway, so what happens when his kingdom on earth agrees with his kingdom in heaven? Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." This is a divine revelation.
Yes.
You won't figure this out in your own brain. "Upon this rock, Peter, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." That does not mean that the church comes together in our little cloistered convent to hide out from the world. It means we take the kingdom of God to the very gates of hell, and heck, hell is powerless to even comment against us. The Apostle Paul was shipwrecked on Melita, Acts 28. The viper came out of the fire and fastened on him. And he shook it off and kept feeding the fire. "Brother Pastor, I don't know if you've met any vipers since you've been here, but there will be some in your future. And I dare say there have been some in your past. You don't have to defend who you are. You don't have to defend why you're here. Shake them off in the name of Jesus and keep on building the fire." That's what happens when thy kingdom comes to a community, to a church, to a city, to a county. We just shake off the vipers and keep on building the fire. We can't go to war with everyone that wants to go to war with us. Some of them are not worth our time. They would not be worthy opponents. I didn't come here to fight with every person who happens to disagree with what this book has to say. I have come here to establish kingdom. Not in my own name and not for my own glory. I've come here to establish a kingdom for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the glory of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if you don't like it, tough. something happens to me when I get here. I feel downright reckless. The last time I was here, or maybe it was 2 years ago, I was driving home and I thought, why in the world did I say that? And I'm feeling that same spirit. I believe it's an anointing of the Holy Ghost that has been given to this congregation. And I want to inform you that there is no kingdom that was existent here before this church got here that has the authority to stand against what this church represents. You are ambassadors of Jesus Christ, and you can operate with the authority and power that He has given you. And so when the kingdom, His kingdom, comes to Athens County, what county is Middleport in? Meigs County. My wife just showed me a picture on her phone the other day. It was taken by somebody in Meigs County a few weeks ago of four black bears together. Wow. Hallelujah. They're coming back. Anyhow, when His kingdom comes to Athens County, when His kingdom comes to Meigs County, when they refer to Meigs County gold, they won't be talking about anything they grow in secret in a field. When they talk about Meigs County gold, Athens County gold, they'll be talking about what happens when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords takes up residence in the hearts and lives of men and women in the name of Jesus. He will make them fit to walk on streets that are paved with gold.
Yes!
That was not in my notes. When the kingdom on earth is in perfect agreement with the kingdom in heaven, the kingdom on earth is given power to bind things, and the kingdom of heaven will say, that is now bound. In other words, when you begin to allow the kingdom in heaven to be established where you are on earth, the kingdom in heaven begins to ratify decisions that are made on earth. There is no scripture to validate the fact that when Elijah showed up in front of Ahab and said, it's not going to rain until I say so. And Ahab said, you're troubling Israel. And the man of God said, no, that's your fault. I've searched for it. There is no indication that God told Elijah what to say. Elijah got there and he was so angered by Ahab and Ahab's idolatry, he spoke it and heaven said, ratified, done. Yes. Yes. You try that on this side. You can get to the place when His kingdom is so established in your life, in the earthen vessel in which you live, that when you see a problem in the kingdom and you're at war with a spirit, you can speak to that spirit and heaven will say, done. Back to that again. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. One translation says, when you bind it on earth, heaven considers it bound. Now that's the kind of power and authority we all want, but that only comes when His kingdom is first established in our earthen vessel and His will is done in our earthen vessel. And then when we speak to the mountain has no choice. It must move in the name of Jesus. Did I tell you about Edwin Harper needing some dirt moved when he was pastoring the church in Morgantown. And they bought a mountain to build a church on. Sounds like another church I've heard of. And so they decided that they could afford to pay a certain amount to have excavators come in and move the dirt. They needed to carve the mountain down and dump the fill there, compact it, and make it so that they could have a flat place to build the church. And they needed a new church. I preached in the old church, and they needed a new church, and the old one was filled. I feel so at home here. And so Brother Harper called the largest excavating company in the Morgantown area and asked the owner to meet him. And he said, the guy pulled up. He said he had a big chaw of tobacco in his mouth. That is that's a sign of being sophisticated and dignified in that part of the world. And he said he told him what he needed done, and he told him how much money he had to pay. And he said the guy stuck his hand in his pocket, and he said, "Preacher, I think your Bible says that you can speak to the mountain and the mountain has to move. Amen. But I'm not doing the work for you for that much money." Brother Harper turned around. He looked at the mountain. He said, "I was so angry." He said, "I turned around and looked at that mountain and said, 'Mountain, in the name of Jesus, be moved.'" He said nothing happened, and the guy laughed, got in his truck, and drove away. And the next day, someone called from the Army Corps of Engineers, and they said, "Preacher, I understand you got some dirt work you need done. And we just got some new equipment, and we need a place to train. And if you'll buy the fuel, we'll move your mountain for you." His kingdom comes and his will be done. It is important spiritually. It's important financially. It's important materially. Yes. Hallelujah. So invested in this church is the power to bind and loose. You can bind sickness and disease, and you can loose it into the outer darkness.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
You can take authority over contrary spirits and loose them into outer darkness.
Amen.
Amen. Acts 4, the first post-day of Pentecost miracle, so powerfully loosed the lame man at the gate beautiful, the Jewish elders admitted that they could not deny that a notable miracle was done to the lame man.
That's right.
"Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." In Athens.
Yes.
As it is in heaven. In Acts 5, they were in a fundraiser. Ananias and Sapphira made up a little story they were going to tell the man of God. They had the capacity to do more than they had done, but they wanted to keep their capacity secret.
Right.
And so they pretended that they had sold a piece of property for a certain amount. And Ananias came in and did his thing, and the man of God said, "Who put it in your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? He fell down dead, and a few hours later, his wife Sapphira came in. She had no idea that that she was now a widow.
Right.
And she told the same story, and the man of God said, "The feet of the men who buried your husband are on their way in to pick you up," and she fell down dead.
Amen.
"Thy kingdom come, thy will be done."
Amen.
In earth, in Athens, in my family, on my street, in my community, just as it is in heaven. In 5:15 of Acts, the agreement of the people was so strong that they lined the streets with sick folks because they heard the Apostle Peter would be passing by, and when his shadow fell on folks who were sick, they were immediately healed. There's no scripture for that. They were writing scripture as they went. I prophesy today, in the next 12 months, this church is going to establish some things that you've never seen happen before, because his kingdom is going to come, his will's going to be done in Athens County, just as it is in heaven. You say, "Well, I never heard of such a thing." Then you weren't with Brother Billy Cole when he was in Pakistan in 1997 or 8. And he was leaving a crusade. And there was a high government official's wife who had come to the crusade. And as he walked past, she said in her English, "Brother Cole, do you not have something for me?" Her arm was withered and drawn up by some kind of a disease or an accident. And he turned, and when he went like this, the shadow of his arm fell across the lady, and immediately her arm was restored. I'm telling you, God wants to do some new things in Athens. And after that, before the fifth chapter of Acts closes, the high priest charged the apostles with this crime: "Ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. If someone were to accuse this church of filling Athens with your doctrine, is there enough evidence to convict you?" Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Athens as it is in heaven. Let's fill this entire city with our doctrine. Let's teach Bible studies. Let's put up billboards. Let's put up signs. Let's talk about it everywhere we go, not just when we come to church. Let's have testimony in the grocery store. Let's have testimony in the drugstore. Let's pray for people at Walmart. In Jesus' name, fill this city with your doctrine. And Gamaliel stood up before the trial was over, and he made a very, very astute observation. He said, "If this is of God, you religious leaders cannot overthrow it." I don't know who the presiding religious authority is in this city, but I'm telling you, they can't overthrow what God chose to do in this church.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Acts 9, the chief enemy of the Christians is miraculously struck down with a blinding light from heaven that speaks to him, and he's converted. There's a drug dealer someplace. Somebody is about to encounter them. In the name of Jesus, do not be afraid.
Amen.
There is someone bound by witchcraft who operates in witchcraft, and you are going to encounter them in the name of Jesus. Convert them. And there are some very, very fine, upstanding religious folks in this city who do not have the revelation of the mighty God in Christ, baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, and the new birth salvation, baptism. So in Jesus' name, when you encounter these folks, by all means, convert them. I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ, fill this county with your doctrine. Acts 10, the agreement is so strong between earth and heaven that God tears down the wall between Jews and Gentiles. So hear me, church. There's a Cornelius in your future. And before you find the Cornelius, God's going to send you an angel and tell you what you need to do when you meet him.
Yes.
For God is no respecter of persons.
That's right.
Amen. Acts 11, the Spirit bade Peter go, nothing doubting. So let me encourage you, when the Holy Ghost leads you, don't allow doubt and fear to hinder you from following the leading of the Holy Ghost. Brother Chester Wright was in a prayer meeting, and the Holy Ghost inspired him to drive to a certain apartment complex in his city. And when he got there, the Holy Ghost told him what door to knock on. And when he knocked on the door, Ron Libby opened the door, strung out on drugs, bound by sin. And God filled Ron Libby with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he built a church in Gaithersburg, Maryland. The rest is history. I'm telling you, when God sends you to a door, don't doubt. Go in Jesus' name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in Athens as it is in heaven. You get into this kind of operation, you'll feel comfortable fellowshipping angels. In fact, sometimes you'll be downright happy to see them.
Right. Amen.
Two years ago, I was on my way to Pakistan for four conferences. We hadn't been able to have a public meeting there since COVID. And I had a visa. Young man in the church was going with me. He had a visa. We had tickets, and we got as far as Dubai. We'd been traveling for 32 hours, and we were about to get on our last flight from Dubai to Islamabad. And laid our passports, visas, all of our paperwork down. And they were getting us ready to get on the Emirates Airways flight that would take us to Islamabad. And the lady looked at me and she said, I need your certificate of vaccination. And I really felt kind of sorry for her that she didn't know that there was nothing on the Pakistani government website that said you needed a certificate of vaccination. And so I helped her out, and she said, oh, no, sir. You cannot get on this plane to go to Pakistan without a current certificate of vaccination. And I had no such thing. And so she got her boss, and he got his boss, and finally four bosses up, and they're all wanting to help us, but they said there's nothing we can do. So after, you know, when you've been flying for 32 or 3 hours, you're kind of punch drunk anyway, And finally, I looked at Russ. And then the first lady came over and said, "Sir, I need to cancel your tickets or you're going to lose them on this flight because they're leaving without you." I was God's mighty man of faith and power. And right then I was so exhausted and frustrated. I said, "Okay, cancel my flight, but make sure I can reschedule it." She said, "Oh, yes, sir, we will." And I pulled out my phone and went to my Marriott app. I was just looking for a place to lay down. And I found a hotel. There was something going on in Dubai. There were a lot of hotels that we couldn't get into. And finally, I found one right across from the airport. They had two rooms. I said, "I'll take them." And so I don't know what time it was there. I have no idea what time it was here. I just know that we finally got to the hotel. And before we went into our rooms, I said, "Now, Russ, in the morning, we'll go down and get breakfast. And then we'll pray." Sometimes you just need to get breakfast before you pray. Usually I pray before breakfast, but sometimes you need breakfast first. And so we went down and got breakfast, came with the room, fabulous buffet breakfast. And went back up, sat down in my room, and we started to pray. And I mean, it was powerful praying. Nothing happened. And so I said, "Okay, let's rest. Jet lag will do that to you." And so we rested for a while and got something to eat in the evening. I said, "In the morning, we'll get breakfast and we'll have another prayer meeting. And if nothing moves, we'll just go back to the U.S. I have no idea what's going on or why we're here, because we're about to miss the first conference we were supposed to be at." And so the next morning, we had breakfast and we came back, and that prayer meeting that morning was very subdued, I'll just tell you. Part of me just wanted to give up and go home, but part of me really wanted a miracle, and it didn't look like one was happening. And I just was sitting there and I said, "Now, Lord, I need you to send an angel to open the door for us to get a waiver so we can go on into Pakistan without that certificate of vaccination." And Russ said, "Oh, sir, I forgot to tell you. Now, it always helps to carry a prophet with you." And Russ is a prophet, and he is a seer. He sees things in the spirit world that I may suspect are there, but he describes them to me. He said, "This morning, before we went to breakfast, there was an angel stopped in my room." I said, "That's helpful to know." I said, "What did he say?" He said, "It was just like he was reporting for duty to let me know he'd be available if we needed him." I said, "Well, we need him." He said, "Well, when you just prayed that angel came back in this room, and he had a very powerful angel with him. Now, I've never seen an angel, so I wouldn't know the difference between a powerful angel and a wimp angel. But Russ has seen enough angels. He could tell which the powerful one." And I said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "Well, they both came through this room when you prayed that prayer. Now, remember, I'm worn out. And all I said was, Lord, I just need you to send an angel. I'm helping somebody here today. You don't think your prayers are getting through the ceiling, and they are calling angels to the attention of what you need." He said, "And they just went out, and the powerful one is on his way to Islamabad to negotiate the terms of our arrival." And when he said that, my phone, my text notification came on. I looked at my phone. Bishop Khalid in Islamabad said, "Open your computer. I just sent you an email. It has two applications for waivers. They are already filled out. If you and Russ will sign them, you will have your waiver within 3 hours. We opened the computer, got on that little trackpad, signed our name, sent them back. And before we got the, we had already, the Emirates Airways had already applied for a waiver. And between the time that we sent those and we got the, and we got the response, I got another email from a man in Islamabad who was the head of civil aviation, and his email said, "Impossible, no waiver will be granted." But about 2 hours after I got that message, I got another one that said, "Be it known to all civil aviation authorities in Islamabad, Lahore, and Karachi, all preference is to be given to James Stark and Russ Underhill, and they are welcome in our country, and this waiver extends until the day we were supposed to fly out." I called Emirates. I'm telling you, angels are listening this morning. Angels were listening to the prayer that you just kind of prayed under your breath, and they're already at work in your behalf, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But that's not the best part. That night, just before I went to bed, I checked my email. And I had another email from the guy that said, "Impossible, no waiver will be granted." And it copied the language of the one this morning. And it said, "And all respect and courtesy is to be shown to James Stark and Russ Underhill." It reminded me of a scripture. Thus shall it be done to the man that the king delighteth to honor. And I'm preaching to a church full of people. The king delights to honor you. So make your petition known in Jesus' name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in Athens as it is in heaven. I've been preaching a long time. I don't know how long, but Herod imprisoned Peter, but the angel came and brought him out. Somebody in this church is about to have an encounter with an angel. I don't know if you'll see him, but you're going to see the effects of the working of angelic hosts in your behalf. They get to Acts 13. And the Holy Ghost says, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And they fasted and they prayed and they laid their hands on them and they sent them away. And that was the beginning of Paul's first missionary journey. When the kingdom comes and his will is done in earth as it is in heaven, the Holy Ghost will operate with great complete freedom and liberty in this church, not just in our services, but in our everyday lives. The Holy Ghost can say, "You see that man over there? Go talk to him. And if you'll go, you'll find a ready candidate for the kingdom."
Yes. Yes. Right. Amen.
Acts 14, there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. When you look at someone and there's something just kind of sparks in you and you think, that person could receive a miracle, don't hesitate. Move on that. If you're in Walmart, turn that Walmart aisle into a prayer room. You don't know me and I don't know you, but would you mind if I pray for you? Is there something you need? And then see what God will do.
Yes.
Don't be foolish, but don't be insensitive to the voice of the Holy Ghost. be some disputes in the church. They had a dispute in Acts 15, but God gave them a word of direction. It was ratified by the elders in Jerusalem. But Acts 16, God gives Paul a son of the gospel, Timothy, who was at first his helper and then became his successor in ministry. Acts 19, and from Paul's body went aprons and handkerchiefs and cloths, special miracles done. Somebody is going to come to the pastor and say, would you anoint this? I'd just like to give it to. We did that at the campground. We've done it a couple times. We used to do that in Ethiopia. We would anoint thousands of cloths, just pieces of cloth, and pray over them. And when they carried them in the backs of trucks, days travel away, they would give it to someone and they would immediately receive a miracle. I'm telling you, when his kingdom comes and his will is done in this church as it is in heaven, you have no idea what's about to be loosed in your lives, in your families, in your community, and in this church. I'm finished preaching, but I need some folks to help me. Pastor, would you just come, take this mic, and declare the kingdom of God in this church? Don't stop until you're finished, and then some of the rest of you get ready, because you're going to declare the kingdom in your family. You're going to declare the kingdom in your community. You're going to declare the kingdom in your place of employment. You're going to declare the kingdom in your school. In the name of Jesus, get ready to lift your voice and declare the kingdom.
God, we declare your kingdom right now, God, in this city. We declare your kingdom, God, and your will be done in this church, Lord. God, we declare it right now, Lord God, in every family represented, every individual represented. God, let it be done in this city, Lord. Let it be done in this church. God, let it be done up and down the streets. God, let we declare your kingdom come on this campus. God, we declare it, Lord God, that it will be loosened, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we declare right now, Lord God, God, in this city and in this region, God, we declare, Lord God, in Middleport, God, in Meigs County, Lord, in Vinton County, Lord, in Athens County, Lord God, we declare, God, it shall be done, Lord, as we submit, Lord, unto your will, God. God, let it be done in this church and through this church and in this city and in this area and in this region, for your glory, Lord, for your glory, let it be done in Jesus' name.
I need somebody to step up here and declare the kingdom to bring that building to fruition. I know you're a little short on some finance, but when his kingdom comes, you're going to have everything you need. Brother Ronnie, Brother Ron Chapman, Brother Chapman, come up here. I want you to declare the kingdom over that building project down the road. In behalf of the leadership of this church, declare the kingdom to bring that building into.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we call on your name for your authority, Lord, to be exercised in this community. Lord, to find favor with every element that would come against us. Lord, let the anointing and the power of your name, Jesus, go forth. We pray, Lord, that issues of geologic formation, Lord, would be uncovered. Lord, by your spirit, by your presence, by the authority of your name, Jesus, we declare, we accept, Lord, the power, the presence of your spirit to minister and to move in this community. We ask, Lord, that the glorious power of your spirit, Lord, would manifest itself to be that sanctuary on the hill. Lord, that we declare the goodness and the glory of your spirit, Lord, before the community. Lord, that those that would see the effort going forth, Lord, that it would be done for the power, the purpose of your name and for your kingdom. Bring it, Lord, into agreement with you. Help us, Lord, that our desires would be those of the kingdom. Help us, Lord, that our finances, Lord, would be blessed and multiplied, Lord, as we bring it to fruition. We ask, Lord, for your favor in every element, Lord, that has already been demonstrated. We pray, God, through the power of your name, Jesus, we declare it to be so. We declare it, Lord, for your glory. We come against anything and everything that would show against us. Lord, in your name shall be declared prominent. We pray that in Jesus' name, in spirits that would come against, Lord, we declare your power over those things. We claim it, Lord, for your glory and for your purpose, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to be wisdom in our efforts, Lord, to do this. Give us the effort, Lord God, that would bring us to the point you would have us to be. And we declare it, Lord, on your timetable, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to be in agreement for that purpose, we pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I want some people to come and declare the kingdom in their families. The Bible says if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done. If you have family members here, you get together and come and stand here and declare the kingdom in your family. Declare the kingdom for your unsaved relatives. Declare the kingdom for family members that have never been here. In the name of Jesus, agree together. Lift your voice. Declare it in Jesus' name. Declare the kingdom for the youth of this church.
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, dear God, Lord, your spirit is here and we are ready to receive it, dear God. Father, you say that the field is ripe with harvest, dear God. So therefore, the souls are ready, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that we being the laborers, dear God, that we would make straight the way, dear God. Tear down every high place, dear God. Bring it low, dear God. Every windy path, oh Lord, make it straight, dear God. Father, remove all the excuses. We open up our hearts to you right now, dear God. And the young people, dear God, there is a fire, dear God. Increase the fire inside of them right now, dear God. God, Father, give them a boldness in the spirit, dear God. Words to speak, dear God. Thoughts to have right now in the name of Jesus that would edify them, dear God. Father, I pray, dear God, right now, Jesus, that a boldness, dear God, would sweep over them, dear God, when they think about their peers, oh Lord, when they think about their youth group, dear God, that they will speak things, dear God, that they have never spoken before. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, dear God, what you would do in this day, dear God, in their life, dear God. I pray, oh Lord, that you would anoint the parents with words, that they can pray over their students, dear God, that they would pray over their young people, dear God. And Father, as a family, dear God, we will be strong, that as youth, dear God, in the youth group, they will be strong, and that revival will take place, and that there would be a great harvest. Father, we receive this right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on, say, lift your voice all over this place right now. Come on, cry out to him right now over this place. Declare this. Declare this with confidence. No weapon formed against this church will prosper.
No weapon formed against this church will prosper. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against your family is going to prosper. No weapon formed against your kids is going to prosper. For our God will raise up a standard against it. Anything that comes against us, my God will show up. Faith elevated in this place this morning. I want us to do something. Pete Tomlin just walked up to me. He handed me something. He said, my wife brought this to me almost 40 years ago. He didn't have anything to do with church. He didn't know who Jesus was yet. He hadn't experienced it, Pete. But he had a wife that had faith and believed that if she believed that his kingdom would come first, she'd put him first, that God would work on her husband. So she went at a camp meeting service and got this prayer cloth that he's been holding on to for about 40 years.
Yes.
And here he is today, serving on our ushering team, in the altars, praying, magnifying the Lord, living for God. Yes. Don't tell me it doesn't work. It works. So if you're in this place today, I feel like doing this. If you're in this place today and you need a healing in your body, God is here today, and I believe it is his will that you receive that healing in your body today. Will you lift your hand if you need healing in your body? If you will do this, if you will step towards the front right up here, we're going to anoint you. We're going to pray for you. But if you're also here and you know somebody who needs a healing, or if you know somebody that doesn't know the Lord, that needs salvation, as Glenna did many years ago, if you know somebody, will you step towards the front right now? Because what we're going to do, if it worked then, it'll work now. Because he hasn't changed. He hasn't changed. So if you need one of these, will you just lift your hand real quick? Come to the front if you need one. Brother Kidwell, if you'll come help. I don't know how many we have, but if we have, we're going to anoint these. We're going to pray for these. And if you're here today, and you need a healing in your body, the healer is here. We could get excited about the word. And we did today. But it's one thing to get excited about hearing it. It's another thing about putting it into practice. Today we're going to put it into practice. We want your kingdom to come here in Athens.
Yes, yes.
God, we want your will to be done.
Hallelujah.
Here in Athens.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
We don't want our kingdom built. I've told you from day one in our campaign, it's not about a building. It's about souls. I didn't come to build a new building. I came to reach this community the best that we can. The Lord spoke it over this church, and I told you from day one when I was here, there is more to us than just Athens. It goes beyond these walls and these boundaries. It goes down to this county. It goes down to this region. I promise you what God is going to do is going to flow out of this church. It will be worldwide of what God is going to do.
Amen.
There's going to be an impact worldwide from this church right here. Say, how? How is he going to do it right here? Because if we are willing to say, God, thy kingdom come and thy will be done, there is no measurement that God can go beyond. There are no boundaries of counties and states and nations that God, I believe, will raise up missionaries out of this church that'll go and preach his gospel and hold crusades. I'm telling you right now, evangelists will be birthed out of this church. Pastors will be birthed out of this church. It's going to happen because thy kingdom come, thy will be done here in Athens, God, as it is in heaven. God, we want it. We want it, Lord. God, we want to be in alignment with you. God, we want what you want for us, Lord. God, help us not to confine it, Lord, to this little place right here. God, but it is bigger than who we are, Lord. And I pray, God, take the boundaries off our minds. Take the boundaries up our thinking, Lord. If you're here, you need a healing, lift your hand up one more time and leave it up for me, please. Ministers, will you go around, begin to anoint them with oil. We're going to pray and believe this morning in this place.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's it, pray. Come on, let your faith grow in this place. Come on. It shall happen. It shall happen. Come on, I believe cancers are going to dry up. Come on. Asthmas be removed. Not just the physical, but the spiritual. There are some in emotional in this place that you've had emotional wounds for too long. That God's going to begin to heal those emotional wounds this morning in this place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
By the authority of the word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus, I take dominion and authority to bind sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, suffering. All diseases, all injuries. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Begin to thank him for it. begin to thank him for it. You'll have the evidence soon enough, but you begin to thank him. Be delivered, be set free, be made whole now in the name of Jesus Christ. It's happening. Give him glory, give him honor. There are miracles in this house. Receive your miracle now in the name of Jesus Christ. There are no impossibilities in God's kingdom. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. All things are possible to him that believeth.
Hallelujah!
Now, Lord, I ask you that you will release funds, funding for that project down the road. I declare it in the name of Jesus. The coin is in the fish's mouth. I pray, Lord God, for a catch of fish. Do for this church what you did for Judah in the days of Hezekiah, when men brought gifts to the Lord and presents to the king. You are the king. I pray that you will move on the hearts of men to bring gifts to the Lord and presents to the king. Do for this church what you did for Judah in the days of Jehoshaphat, when there were riches in abundance. I declare it. Let it come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ.
Receive that word right now from the Lord.
God, I believe. I believe. I trust in you. I believe in you and I trust in you, God.
This year that we have yet to see as a church. I'm not just talking about the last 7 years, but there will be things this year that this church has not seen the last 109 years.
Amen, amen.
Great revivals have come. Great miracles have taken place. And this is nothing to downgrade those, because all those are done by God. But greater things are going to be done this year in this church. Things that we have never seen take place.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Things that in our mind we had a hard time comprehending could take place.
Thank you, Jesus.
I stood right over there a few minutes ago and I thought, Lord, if you can do it for one pastor, you can do it for another.
Yeah.
And I said, mountain be removed in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And I say it with confidence that God's going to make a way. Where I can't figure it out with my mind, but God's going to make a way. There will be miracles that we've yet to see. Someone texted me this morning and said, here shortly, we have someone that is deaf that's wanting to come to the church. And I believe that they could come that way, but they could leave hearing because they're in the presence of an almighty God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Athens as it is in heaven. He's my healer. For the last, I don't know how many weeks now, I've watched Sister Kendra walk around on crutches since December 18th in severe pain. So much that she's even struggled to get up the stairs to her office and do work here at the church. And just a few moments ago, I looked over and I saw her shouting and jumping up and down on that knee she could hardly walk on. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, God. Here in Athens. Anybody else, just by lifting your hand, you came in with pain, you came with something, you know God touched your body today. Lift your, look all over this room.
Amen. Amen.
Let your faith be lifted.
Yes.
That he is alive and well.
Yes. Amen.
This is his church.
Hallelujah.
And God will do what he sees fit.
Amen.
In his church. As long as we align.
Jesus. Yes.
His kingdom, his will.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.